Get the time machine ready because we're heading back in time. Like, way back. It's time for dinosaur trivia. I've got three rounds of 10 questions each about the creatures, both scientific and from pop culture. If you're in need of rules or scorecards, visit the show's website, dorkygeekynerdy.com. You don't have to have rules, just guess the answer before time runs out. Got it? Good. Don't step on any butterflies and let's go. The Dorky Round. Number one, what carnivore's name means tyrant lizard king? Tyrannosaurus rex. Number two, we don't actually find dinosaur bones in the ground, but what do we find? Fossils. Number three, what book and movie franchise features a T-Rex skeleton as its logo? Jurassic Park, later Jurassic World. Number four, which dinosaur is known for having three horns on its face? Triceratops. Number five, what dinosaur has a ridge of plates along its back and a spiked tail? Stegosaurus. Number six, what animated film from 1988 spawned way too many made-for-video sequels and featured Littlefoot, Sarah, and Ducky? The Land Before Time. Number seven, Aladar, the lead in Disney's 2000 film Dinosaur, was what kind of dinosaur? An iguanodon. Bonus trivia, that was the most expensive movie of 2000. Number eight, what was the name of the supercontinent that the dinosaurs called home? Pangaea. Number nine, dinosaurs all belong to what class of vertebrate animals? Reptiles. Number 10. True or false? Dinosaurs cohabitated with humans. False. Dinosaurs became extinct around 65 million years ago. Humans first evolved about 6 million years ago. The Geeky Round. Number one, what city's NBA team uses a dinosaur as its mascot? The Toronto Raptors. Number two, which dinosaur's name literally means swift thief? Velociraptor. Number 3, what is the name for the study of fossils? Paleontology. Number 4, what is a trace fossil? A fossilized footprint. Number 5, on which continent are most fossils found? North America. Number 6, of the 3 periods, Cretaceous, Jurassic, and Triassic, which is the oldest? Triassic. It lasted from 237 to 201 million years ago. Number 7, of the 3 periods, Cretaceous, Jurassic, and Triassic, which was the most recent? Cretaceous. That was from 145 to 66 million years ago. Number 8. What is the name of the geologic era when dinosaurs ruled the Earth? The Mesozoic era. It translates to middle life. Number 9. What is the name given to aquatic reptiles that swam in the oceans at the same time as the dinosaurs? Ichthyosaurs. The name means fish lizard. Number 10. Which dinosaur evolved to have a large club on its tail? Ankylosaurus. The nerdy round. Number 1. On how many continents will you find fossils? 7. Back then, Antarctica was not on the South Pole and was much warmer. Number 2. What is the name of the process that turns bones into fossils? Permineralization. That'd be great for Scrabble, except it won't fit on the board. Number 3. Found in 1987 and named in 1993, what sauropod could be the largest dinosaur in existence? The Argentinosaurus. Only fragments have been found, but it's estimated to be 30 to 35 meters long. Number 4. The name of the spiked tail on the Stegosaurus, the Thagomizer, comes from what comic artist? Gary Larson. He made a joke about it in his comic The Far Side, and paleontologists realized they never created a name for it, so the name stuck. Number 5. What was the largest carnivorous dinosaur? Spinosaurus. One is featured in the third Jurassic Park movie. Number 6. Which dinosaur had the longest claws of any known animal? Therizinosaurus. If it sounds familiar, it was in Jurassic World Dominion. Number 7. What giant asteroid impact event is linked to the dinosaurs' extinction? The Chicxulub impact. It landed somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico. Number 8. While technically not dinosaurs, what was the name of the flying reptiles that lived at the same time as the dinosaurs? Pterosaurs. Number 9. What was the first dinosaur ever discovered? The Megalosaurus. William Buckland first published his description of it in 1824. Number 10. What is coprolite? That's fossilized dinosaur poop. And we're back from dinosaur trivia. How did you do? I love dinosaurs, and I have since I was a little kid. I probably should have done this episode sooner. Oh well. Let me know on social media or Spotify what your favorite dinosaur is. Mine is the Stegosaurus, which happens to be the state fossil here in Colorado. Next week, it's some history trivia and a follow-up to my most popular episode ever. Here's a clue. What is the largest country still using the imperial measurement system? Not a tough one to guess, right? Good luck, even so. I'll see you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 336 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. The theme music is Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. Listen to all their music on Spotify. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. When a U.S. expedition is attacked, three survivors, a professor, her student, and a soldier, are saved by a mysterious vessel, the Namtsev. The enigmatic Captain Nikto elects to keep the captives aboard, requiring each of their skills for his daring pursuits. But as evidence of a rogue submarine alerts the world's navies, the captives must work together to avoid annihilation. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea is a fast-paced adventure thriller that's described as the classic Disney adventure meets The Hunt for Red October. 20,000 Kilos Under the Sea, a modern retelling of the Jules Verne classic, written by Richard Wycliffe and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available right now on Audible or iTunes. Discover adventure and madness beneath the waves.